October 4, 1925. Repeating the same good serves to form the water with which to water the seed of the virtues. Everything that our Lord has done is suspended in the divine will, in waiting, to give itself to creatures. I was fusing myself in the most holy will of God according to my usual way, and while going around in it to place my I love you upon all things, I wish that my Jesus would see or hear nothing but my I love you, or through this I love you of mine. And while repeating the sing-song of my I love you, I thought to myself, it shows that I am really a little child, who can say nothing but the little story she has learned. And then, what good comes to me by repeating I love you, I love you, over and over again? But while I was thinking of this, my adorable Jesus came out from within my interior, showing my I love you impressed everywhere in all of his divine person, on his lips, on his face, on his forehead, in his eyes, in the middle of his breast, on the back and in the center of the palms of his hands, on the tips of his fingers, in sum, everywhere. And with a tender tone, he told me, my daughter, aren't you happy that none of the I love you's single quote that come out of you go lost, but all remain impressed in me? And then, do you know what good comes to you by repeating them? You must know that when the soul decides to do some good, to exercise a virtue, she forms the seed of that virtue. By repeating those acts, she forms the water with which to water that seed in the earth of her heart. And the more often she repeats them, the more she waters that seed, and the plant grows beautiful and green, in such a way that it quickly produces the fruits of that seed. On the other hand, if she is slow in repeating, many times the seed remains suffocated. And if it comes out at all, it grows thin and never gives fruit. Poor seed, without enough water in order to grow. My son does not rise over that seed, to give it fecundity, maturity and a beautiful color to its fruits, because it is not fecund. On the other hand, by always repeating those same acts, the soul contains much water with which to water that seed. My son rises over that seed every time it sees it being watered, and it delights so much, knowing that it has much strength in order to grow, that it makes its branches reach up to me. And in seeing its many fruits, I pick them with pleasure, and I rest under its shadow. So, repeating your I love you for me procures for you the water with which to water and form the tree of love. Repeating patience waters and forms the tree of patience. Repeating your acts in my will forms the water with which to water and form the divine and eternal tree of my will. Nothing can be formed with one single act, but with many upon many repeated acts. Only your Jesus contains the virtue of forming all things, and the greatest things, with one single act, because I contain the creative power. But the creature, by dint of repeating the same act, forms the good she wants to do, bit by bit. Through habit, that good or that virtue becomes her nature, and the creature becomes the possessor of it, and it forms all of her fortune. This happens also in the natural order. No one becomes a teacher by having read the vowels and the consonants once or a few times, but by repeating them constantly, to the point of filling his mind, his will and his heart with all that science that is needed in order to be able to be a teacher to others. No one feels satiated if he does not eat, bite after bite, the food that is needed in order to be satiated. No one harvests the seeds if he does not repeat, who knows how many times, his work in his little field. And so with many other things. To repeat the same act is a sign that one loves, appreciates and wants to possess that very act which he does. Therefore, repeat, and repeat incessantly, without ever tiring. Afterwards, I found myself outside of myself, and my sweet Jesus carried me around, through all those places in which, while being on earth, he had operated, suffered, prayed, and also cried. Everything was an act, everything he had done. And my beloved good told me, my daughter, daughter of my supreme volition, my will wants to make you take part in everything. Everything you see is all the works I have done while being on earth, which my will keeps suspended within itself, because creatures do not dispose themselves to wanting to receive them, partly because they still do not know what I have done. See, here are the prayers I did at nighttime, covered with bitter tears and with ardent sighs for the salvation of all. They are all in waiting, to give themselves to creatures, in order to give them the fruits which they contain. Daughter, enter into them, cover yourself with my tears, clothe yourself with my prayers, so that my will may accomplish in you the effects which are in my tears, prayers and sighs. My will keeps, as though lined up within itself, the pains of my childhood, all of my interior acts of my hidden life, which are prodigies of grace and of sanctity, all the humiliations, glories and pains of my public life, and the most hidden pains of my passion. Everything is suspended, the complete fruit has not been taken by creatures, and I am waiting for the ones who must live in my will, so that they may no longer be suspended, but may pour themselves upon them, to give them their complete fruit. Only the ones who must live in my will make my goods no longer be suspended. Therefore, enter into my every act and pain, that my will may be fulfilled in you. Between you and me I do not want suspended things, nor do I tolerate being unable to tell you what I want. This is why I want to find my own will in you, so that nothing may oppose what my will itself wants to give you. And while Jesus was saying this, I moved from one act of Jesus to another, and I remained as though transformed, covered with his own acts, prayers, tears and pains. But who can say what I experienced? I hope that blessed Jesus will give me the grace to correspond, and to fulfill his adorable will in me, and in all. Amen.